Irish World was a widely read newspaper published and edited in New York by Irish American Patrick Ford. The newspaper reported about social and political events in Ireland for people living outside that country and noted that John J. O'Kelly's History of Ireland is regarded as the most comprehensive and reliable work ever issued on the subject. Hello, this is John Conlon, host of The Rocky Road to Dublin here on KBMF, and welcome to this episode of The Harp Without the Crown, where I'll be discussing John J. O'Kelly's visit to Butte, Montana in April 1922. O'Kelly was an Irish nationalist and advocate for Irish independence who was born in County Kerry, Ireland in 1872. He believed that Ireland should become an independent republic and not remain a colony of England. O'Kelly had an impressive career in politics and was a member of the first Irish Parliament. He was a prolific writer and published 20 historical pamphlets, several books written in Irish, and 10 poems under the pen name Skellig. As a member of the Irish Gaelic League, he promoted the study of the Irish language and was a teacher of Irish language classes at several institutions of higher learning and edited the Catholic Bulletin. As editor of the Catholic Bulletin from 1911 to 1922, he transformed the family-centered content of the publication to one of focusing on the political struggle for Irish independence. The Bulletin not only advocated for Irish independence, but also became an important source of information defending the methods and motives of the people involved in the Dublin Easter Rising in 1916. The Bulletin had a large circulation in Ireland and was an important source for recording the historical record of the Easter Rising for future generations. In 1922, Eamon de Valera, President of Ireland, appointed O'Kelly the chair of delegation to America to gain support for Irish independence and refute the negative British propaganda concerning the Irish independence movement and its leaders, including de Valera. The delegation also used their tour to criticize the recently passed Irish Free State Treaty, which didn't grant full Irish independence and continued to keep Ireland part of the British Empire. Members of the delegation also included two prominent Irish women activists, Constance Markievicz and Kathleen Barry. Markievicz was known and celebrated for her political career and bravery as a military officer with the Irish Volunteers during the 1916 Easter Rising. Barry's 18-year-old brother Kevin was executed by the British for Irish Republican paramilitary activities. Kevin Barry was considered by many Irish Americans a martyr, and his imprisonment and execution was a topic that Kathleen shared with Butte audiences. The delegation arrived from Minneapolis and was met at Three Forks, Montana, by several prominent Butte Irish American citizens. There were speaking events scheduled at the Butte High School Auditorium and Anaconda AOH Hall. Markievicz and Barry were guests of the Butte Irish Cumann na bhFann, a radical Irish women's organization, while Kelly was hosted by Father Michael Hannon, pastor of Butte St. Mary's Church and an outspoken advocate for Irish independence. Accommodations were at the Butte Thornton Hotel. While in Butte, O'Kelly asked for moral and financial support for Irish independence and discussed the glorious cultural past of Ireland. He had an incredible knowledge of important underreported historical events in Irish history and shared these events in great detail with audiences, such as the plight of Irish prisoners who had been sent by the English to the West Indies in the 14th century. Throughout his stay in America, he reminded audiences the conflict happening in Ireland after passage of the Free State Treaty is not a civil war, but a continuance of England's age-long war and will continue until the Irish Republic, by its resistance, has developed the country from its last vestige of English domination. It's important to remember that O'Kelly and many of the Irish activists profiled in this series wanted the Butte Irish community to view the Irish Free State Treaty as a failed piece of legislation. The fact that Butte welcomed these Irish delegations indicates that the Butte Irish community were extremely supportive of an Irish Republic independent from England. The Butte Irish community continually provided a platform for Irish activists and politicians to inform their audiences about Irish current events and gather moral and political support. Irish delegations always stopped in Butte as part of their visits to the larger cities of America, thereby recognizing the important role that the Butte community played in the support of Irish independence. Upon O'Kelly's return to Ireland, he had many political differences with De Valera, who in 1922 trusted O'Kelly as his representative in America. He took over presidency of the more radical Sinn Féin political party after De Valera resigned and went to form the Fianna Fáil political party. Fianna Fáil dominated 20th century Irish politics, while Sinn Féin has gained significant support in recent Irish elections. Both parties are important in Irish politics today. Well, this is John Conlon, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Harp Without the Crown.
The Harp Without the Crown is written and hosted by John Conlon, with production assistance from the staff of KBMF in Butte, Montana. Special thanks to the staff of the Butte Silver Bow Public Archives and the University of Montana Mansfield Library in Missoula. Find this and other episodes of The Harp Without the Crown at butteamericaradio.org.